Hey, this is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries, and in today's Nugget for Tuesday, we're going to look at the elements that make up the Christian home from Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 15. I hope you'll join me. So today we're discussing the elements that make up a Christian home, and there's a major moral breakdown in many homes across America. Families are even divided just like our nation is, but I want to read a passage of scripture today from Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 15 as we reflect on these elements. Here's what the Bible says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to they which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Now, I want us to take just a moment and I want us to dissect this passage as we reflect on those elements in the Christian home. Friend, I want you to know that a true Christian home is a place where God's peace is what's presiding in the people's hearts. Notice again what the Bible says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts." So ask yourself today, my friend, does your home have the peace of God in it? The second element is to be thankful. Notice what the Bible says, "And be ye thankful." Friend, are you thankful, or are you just one of these people that are always negative, always murmuring, complaining about everything that goes on? You know, we ought to have a grateful spirit, praising Almighty God and being thankful for our families and how the Lord provides for us. You know, sometimes we just want to focus on all that negativity and the bad, and we want to forget how there are so many good things that always outweigh the bad things. So many blessings, they outweigh those things that come into our lives that are negative. And the third element is, of course, the Word of God. Notice what it says as we continue in this passage, "Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." And so, friend, here's what we ought to do. We ought to warn. We ought to correct each other with God's Word. We should admonish each other through psalms and through hymns and through praising of the spiritual songs. And again, I want you to know this is a representation of praising God with a thankful heart, and that's where our homes ought to be. They ought to be uplifted in the Word of God, filled with praise for the things of God. Friend, a Christian home is a place of peace, a place to be thankful, and a place that lives by the Word of God. Amen. Have a blessed day. I'll see you on Wednesday.